Okay, K-12 school in northeastern Wyoming is preparing to reopen this fall. The Midwest school closed a year ago due to a leak from an abandoned gas well. A new ventilation system has been installed, and the first round of air sampling tests show encouraging results. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports.
It's a sunny day outside Midwest School in northeast Natrona County as mud-swept trucks pull into a gas station across the street.
It's been raining all day, but yes, it's turning into a beautiful day.
That's Sue Green. She serves food inside the gas station. She's also the mother of three students from the Midwest School.
The one just turned 15, the one's about ready to turn 12, and the other one is 5 and a half.
Since May of last year, her kids have to take a 40-minute bus ride to Casper. She says it's been hard having them so far away. For instance, she's missing the annual athletic banquet to celebrate Midwest's best athletes.
And unfortunately, because our school's closed, it's in Casper. And so I work till 5. It starts at 5:30.
It's the same for concerts, graduations. Green says the school is so much of the town itself.
I mean, it's such a huge part of this community. Not having our kids around has just been really hard on everybody.
Midwest School shut its doors after staff and students smelled gas-like odors, which came from an abandoned well that led to levels of CO2 that were 20 times higher than recommended. The school is near the Salt Creek oil fields operated by the Texas Oil and Gas Company Fleur-de-Lis, or FDL. CO2 was finding its way out of the well through small cracks underground and rising up into the school. The Natrona County Health Department says the gas displaces oxygen, causing dizziness and headaches. It also carries organic compounds like benzene, which can cause cancer. Kelly Weidenbach of the department says they found benzene at 200 times the acceptable level.
When the school was evacuated, there was an immediate environmental emergency at the school.
Weidenbach says the county had never seen or dealt with a gas leak emergency like this and had to call in federal agencies for help. The department surveyed students and staff to see if they had any symptoms after inhaling the gases. She says kids were showing symptoms consistent with the gas leak.
And we saw a very significant drop off in those symptoms once the people were removed from the school and from that environment.
Since last May, after shutting down the school, the health department has coordinated with FDL, the school district, and other stakeholders to determine the best plan of action. But that plan took several months.
And I think all of us would have liked to see that happen quicker.
First, the well had to be resealed and replugged. Then an air monitoring system had to be installed, as well as an entirely new ventilation system. Doug Tunison is a facilities project manager with Natrona County. He says an effective ventilation system would stop gases from getting into the school.
And the real danger is if it gets inside the building, then it gets trapped and the concentrations can build up.
Recently, the Texas Oil and Gas Company, who owned the well, paid for the new system, which is called vapor mitigation. It's a network of pipes under the school that suctions any unwanted gases from rising inside. Tunison points to a blueprint of the system on his computer screen.
It collects the vapor that's underneath the school and exhausts it out above the school before it ever gets into the building.
On March 3rd, the school district tested the new system, and it worked. Results showed no contaminants were above the accepted level.
That was pretty much over the hump, so...
The combination of air monitoring and what Tunison describes as an over-designed ventilation system means the school is safe. Tunison says parents should not worry about sending their kids back to Midwest. Sue Green says the gas leak barely fazed her. They live in a town with an oil field, after all.
I choose to live here. I love living here. I love raising my family here. I'm just glad it's almost over.
The school district still needs the results from three more air sampling tests, but Tunison believes the school should be set to reopen in the fall of next year. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.